support her from time to time, as though worried. "I'm feeling fine," she told him as they neared the camp. "Don't mention this to any cat. Sparkpelt has enough to worry about." Jayfeather wasn't listening. His ears had swiveled toward the camp entrance. Alarm prickled through the fur along his spine. "Something's wrong." Squirrelflight's heart quickened as he darted forward and ducked through the thorn tunnel. She hurried after him. "What is it?" As she burst into camp, she heard anxious murmuring. Jayfeather was already harrying toward the medicine den, Alderheart at his heels. Squirrelflight quickly scanned the camp. Blossomfall and Ivypool were clustered around Lilyheart, their eyes dark with worry. Thornclaw and Berrynose leaned close to each other, talking in hushed voices at the edge of the clearing. Bristlepaw, Thriftpaw, and Flippaw sat like owls, watching their clanmates in wide-eyed silence, as Twigbranch paced distractedly below the high ledge. Finleap hurried to meet her.
"You're back!"
His eyes glittered with alarm. "What happened?" Panic shrilled through Squirrelflight's fur. "Is it Larksong? Is he... dead?" She couldn't bring herself to say the word. Finleap stared at her wordlessly. "It must be worse." Squirrelflight felt sick. "Sparkpelt? Had the kids come? Had there been complications with the birth?" Horror swamped her as Finleap nodded slowly.
"She's sick," he mewed.
Bramblestar pushed his way out of the medicine den. His eyes flashed as he saw Squirrelflight, and he hurried across the clearing.
"Don't be alarmed," he meowed as he neared. "She's a strong cat."
"What happened?" The breath caught in Squirrelflight's throat. Bramblestar stopped in front of her, his eyes as round as moons.
"She went to rest in the nursery," he told her. "She'd been complaining of a tight chest. I went to check on her and found she wasn't breathing."
The ground seemed to sway beneath Squirrelflight's paws. "Like Larksong."
"I fetched Leafpool," Bramblestar went on. "She got her breathing again, and we took her to the medicine den. Leafpool's with her now. She's unconscious, but her breathing is fine. If she has the same sickness as Larksong, it doesn't seem to have affected her as badly."
"But she stopped breathing." Squirrelflight stared at him.
"Her heartbeat is strong," Bramblestar told her, "and the kits are still moving."
Squirrelflight's thoughts whirled. "What if you hadn't gone to check on her? What if she'd died without anyone realizing she was sick?" Bramblestar thrust his muzzle against her cheek and held it there.
"She didn't die," he meowed steadily. "I checked on her, and she's alive."
Squirrelflight leaned against him, grateful for his warmth. She felt cold to the bone and fought to stop herself shivering. "Can I see her?" She drew away and looked deep into Bramblestar's eyes.
"Of course."
His gaze shimmered for a moment. Then he looked away. Squirrelflight hurried across the clearing. She pushed through the trailing brambles, her heart racing. Sparkpelt was curled up in a nest beside Larksong's. Leafpool sat beside her. Alderheart watched anxiously as Jayfeather touched his nose to Sparkpelt's fur. The blind medicine cat drew away, frowning.
"I've never known a sickness that doesn't smell like sickness."
He shook out his pelt, then nodded to Alderheart as though coming to a decision.
"We're going to check on every cat in the clan," he told him. "If any of them is tired or has difficulty breathing, we'll send them to the medicine den. That way we can stop it spreading."
He glanced at Leafpool.
"Okay."
Leafpool nodded. "It's a good plan." As Jayfeather led Alderheart out of the den, Squirrelflight met Leafpool's gaze. "You saved her life." Her heart ached with gratitude. Leafpool dipped her head. "Bramblestar is the one who found her." Squirrelflight felt a rush of affection for her mate. It was comforting to know that whatever had happened between them, he was always there for their kits. She padded to Sparkpelt's nest. Her daughter looked suddenly small among the bracken fronds. Squirrelflight bent to touch her nose to Sparkpelt's fur, but Leafpool put out a paw. "Don't get too close," she warned. "Until we know what's causing this, it's best to stay clear." Squirrelflight's heart seemed to crack. "But she's my daughter." That doesn't mean you won't catch it from her.
Leafpool gazed gently at Squirrelflight.
Will her kits be okay? Squirrelflight asked. I felt them moving before you came in. They seem strong.
Squirrelflight hesitated. Should she tell Leafpool about feeling unwell on the way home?
No.
How could she help her clan if she were confined to the medicine den?
But Leafpool should know about my kits in case I get sick. I think I may be expecting, she told Leafpool.
Really?
Leafpool's eyes widened with surprise.
Are you sure?
Doubt tugged in Squirrelflight's belly. Leafpool had said that she always knew when a cat was expecting kits.
Am I wrong?
She changed the subject.
How's Larksong?
She looked at the Black Tom's nest. Larksong was barely more than a shadow against the bracken.
He still hasn't woken, and he's had difficulty breathing, Leafpool told her. But we're giving him tansy and chervil root, and we've managed to get a little water into his mouth.
Squirrelflight felt numb. What if he died? What if Sparkpelt died too, and their unborn kits? She headed for the entrance, shaking out her pelt before the thought could take hold. She pushed through the brambles, holding her face up to the sunshine. Perhaps the light could wash away the darkness she felt welling inside her. Around the edge of the clearing, Jayfeather and Alderheart moved from warrior to warrior, leaning close as they checked them for symptoms. Finleap and Twigbranch moved aside as Graystripe padded from the elder's den, his eyes dark. Flippaw paced nervously around Hollytuft, while Bristlepaw and Thriftpaw seemed rooted to the ground. Thornclaw was blinking anxiously at Bramblestar.
Could Sparkpelt have eaten a tainted mouse, too? We haven't hunted anywhere near the place Larksong's mouse was caught, Bramblestar reasoned.
Graystripe padded closer.
Perhaps there are tainted mice all over the forest. Sickness spreads between prey, just as it spreads between cats.
Bramblestar's pelt bristled along his spine.
It might not even be prey that's causing the sickness. What if Larksong picked up sickness in the forest and passed it to Sparkpelt? Where could he have picked it up?
Thornclaw frowned.
We've never seen anything like it before.
Mousewhisker padded nearer.
It might be a sickness from outside the clans.
Bramblestar blinked at him.
Larksong hasn't left clan territory.
Squirrelflight tensed. A thought surfaced that she didn't dare acknowledge. Thornclaw's gaze flashed suddenly.
But strange cats have come onto clan territory.
Squirrelflight stared at him, knowing what he was going to say next. The dark warrior growled.
The sisters might have carried this sickness with them.
Bramblestar pricked his ears. Graystripe and Mousewhisker swapped glances. It made sense. Squirrelflight padded quickly forward.
I'll visit them.
If they'd brought this illness into the clans, she had to warn them. I'll see if they're sick. As she spoke, Alderheart nudged Berrynose toward the medicine den. The pale warrior padded toward the trailing brambles, his eyes sparking with fear.
Are you sick?
Mousewhisker asked Berrynose as he passed. Berrynose glanced at him.
My chest is a little tight, that's all. I just want to keep an eye on him,
Alderheart explained. Jayfeather looked up beside Thriftpaw. The apprentice's ears were twitching nervously.
Thriftpaw is wheezing, he mewed.
Alderheart hurried toward the young she-cat and pressed an ear to her chest. He straightened.
You'd better go to the medicine den, too.
Thriftpaw's eyes widened.
Am I sick?
You're probably fine,
Jayfeather told her. Across the clearing, Ivypool got to her paws, her pelt spiking with alarm.
But it's best if we watch you for a while.
Ivypool hurried toward her kit, panic glittering in her gaze.
I'll go with her.
Jayfeather shook his head.
If this sickness is contagious, we need to keep the affected cats isolated until we've found a way to treat it.
Ivypool stared as Alderheart guided Thriftpaw toward the medicine den. Thriftpaw glanced at her mother as he passed. She blinked reassuringly, but Squirrelflight could see fear in the young cat's eyes.
I'll go to the sisters' camp now, she told Bramblestar. If they do have this sickness, they might know a cure. Bramblestar nodded.
Take a patrol with you.
She blinked at him, expecting him to choose warriors to go with her, but he turned and followed Alderheart toward the medicine den. Did he trust her to pick her own patrols again? She felt a flash of relief.
Ivypool, she nodded to the silver and white tabby. I want you to come with me.
Ivypool glanced toward the medicine den. You can stay here if you want, Squirrelflight told her. But you'll be more help to me than you will be to Thriftpaw right now.
Ivypool dipped her head.
I'll come.
Twig Branch, Squirrelflight nodded to the gray she-cat. I want you to come too, and Finleap.
Twig Branch glanced toward the medicine den. Should we take a medicine cat to examine the sisters? She ventured.
Good idea. Squirrelflight flicked her tail. Go and tell Leafpool that I need her.
As Twig Branch hurried away, Squirrelflight felt her chest tighten again. She tensed. Was she sick and not expecting kits at all? She shook out her pelt. It's just anxiety, she told herself. I'll be okay. She forced herself to relax, letting her breath deepen. She couldn't be sick now. She had to find out where this mysterious illness had come from and how to cure it. Spark Pelt's life could depend on it. Chapter 17. By the time Squirrelflight led the way down the thickly brambled slope toward the ferns that screened the sisters' camp entrance, the moon was shining high above the small valley where they had made their home. She stopped outside and raised her muzzle. Moonlight? It's me. Branches rustled beyond the ferns, and Snow's mew answered. Squirrelflight?
Yes.
Squirrelflight flicked her tail toward Ivypool, Twig Branch, and Finleap, signaling them to stay back. She didn't want the sisters to think this was anything but a friendly visit.
Can I come in? I've brought some clanmates with me.
Paw steps sounded in the grassy clearing. Voices echoed in the night.
What are they doing here this time of night?
Why has she brought campmates?
Let's find out. Moonlight answered them briskly. Come in, Squirrelflight. Bring your clanmates.
Squirrelflight nosed her way through the ferns. The sisters ringed the clearing, staring with wide moonlit eyes as the ThunderClan cats filed into camp. Moonlight's belly was more swollen than ever. She hung back, flanked by Snow and Tempest, and eyed the patrol warily.
It's late for a visit. Are you here with another warning?
I wanted to speak to you as soon as I could. Squirrelflight scanned the sisters, looking for signs of illness. Sunrise wasn't with them. Are you all well?
She pricked her ears, searching Moonlight's gaze as the large gray she-cat answered.
We are.
And Sunrise?
Squirrelflight glanced anxiously at Leafpool.
She's resting.
Moonlight's ears twitched. She was clearly unnerved by the patrol's arrival. Leafpool padded forward.
May I see her?
Her wound is almost healed,
Moonlight told her.
I'd like to check, Leafpool pressed.
Okay. Moonlight nodded to Furs. Take her to Sunrise's den.
Furs beckoned Leafpool with a flick of her tail and led her through a gap in the dogwood at the edge of the clearing. As Leafpool disappeared, Squirrelflight glanced around at the sisters. Their long, thick pelts were disheveled. Was that sickness, or was their fur simply ruffled by sleep? Tempest shook out her fur, as though conscious of Squirrelflight's gaze.
Why bring so many clanmates just to check on Sunrise?
Bramblestar told me to bring a patrol with me, Squirrelflight told her.
Amusement flashed in Moonlight's gaze.
Are you still trying to please him?
Squirrelflight swished her tail. He's my leader, and my mate.
How could Moonlight understand? She had neither.
Of course.
Moonlight dipped her head. Her gaze was still firm when she lifted it again.
But you are not just here to check on Sunrise.
As she spoke, Leafpool padded from the dogwood.
She's healed well. Leafpool met Moonlight's gaze. You found the herbs you needed?
Yes. Moonlight turned her questioning gaze back to Squirrel Flight. Is Sunrise why you came?
There is sickness in our camp, Squirrel Flight told her. We came to find out if you had it too.
Were you worried that you'd passed it on to us?
Moonlight narrowed her eyes.
Or that we'd brought it to you?
Squirrel Flight avoided the question. We were worried you might be sick.
We're not.
Moonlight eyed her curiously. Relief washed Squirrel Flight's pelt. She'd tried not to think how the clans would react if they thought the sisters had brought sickness to the forest.
Then it must be caused by prey. Be careful what you catch. We think there might be tainted prey in the forest.
Snow's pelt prickled. We hunt here, not in your forest. Leafpool padded to Squirrel Flight's side.
We don't know what has tainted the prey, and whatever it is might have spread here.
Ivypool stepped forward, her eyes glittering anxiously. Have you seen any sick prey?
Moonlight narrowed her eyes. Not that we've noticed, and nothing has made us ill.
Finleap shifted behind Squirrel Flight.
If there's nothing to learn here, he mewed, we should head back.
Twig Branch moved closer. Do you think any other cats will have fallen sick while we've been away?
I hope not.
Squirrel Flight's belly tightened. She dipped her head politely to Moonlight.
I'm sorry we disturbed you.
As she turned to go, Moonlight's eyes narrowed.
What are the symptoms of this sickness?
It comes on quickly, Leafpool told her. The patient feels tired, then suddenly collapses and stops breathing. We've managed to keep the first two victims alive, but they're unconscious and bringing up bile. If we can't treat them soon, they might die.
Moonlight looked at Snow. Flickers of recognition seemed to spark in their gaze. Squirrel Flight stiffened.
Do you know what's causing it?
We thought it was strange that you let meadow saffron grow in your forest.
Snow meowed. Moonlight sat down, her heavy belly resting on her hind paws.
We thought that clan cats must be immune to its poison.
Meadow saffron?
Squirrel Flight had never heard of it.
What is it?
Haven't you seen the purple flowers?
Hawk asked.
We saw a few while we were on your land.
Squirrel Flight glanced at Leafpool. She hadn't noticed any unusual plants, but the medicine cats might have spotted it.
Have you seen any?
No. Leafpool looked perplexed. But we weren't looking for it.
Moonlight's gaze had darkened with concern. When we settle new land, we dig up any meadow saffron we find. Mice and shrews like to eat the roots and seeds. It doesn't hurt them, but it makes them harmful to us.
Leafpool pricked her ears. How do you know this?
Our ancestors passed on the knowledge,
Tempest explained.
The two legs they escaped from grew meadow saffron near their nest.
Squirrel Flight's heart quickened. Had they found the cause of Spark Pelt's sickness?
But how did this plant get on our land?
Hawk frowned.
It might have spread from two-leg gardens.
Moonlight nodded.
If a two-leg near your territory has planted some near their nest, birds will eat the seeds and drop them on your land.
Leafpool's eyes were wide.
Is there a cure?
Moonlight shrugged.
Dandelion root will clear the poison from inside, but treatment must be fast before the poison takes hold.
Ivypool's tail twitched impatiently.
We must get back.
Thank you.
Squirrel Flight nodded to Moonlight. You may have saved the lives of our clanmates.
As she turned toward the entrance, Ivypool hesitated.
Thank you.
The Silver Warrior's gaze flitted gratefully around the sisters. Moonlight dipped her head.
I'm glad we could help.
Squirrel Flight pushed her way through the ferns. Hope sparked in her fur. But it was a long journey home. Would they make it back in time to save Spark Pelt? As the patrol crossed the border and raced through the moonlit forest, Leafpool pulled up.
Wait!
The medicine cat nodded to Twig Branch and Finleap. Come with me.
Squirrel Flight scrambled to a halt, alarm sending a shiver up her spine.
Where are you going?
She needed Leafpool with her. What if Sparkpelt hadn't made it through the night? Leafpool met her gaze.
We won't be long. We need to gather dandelion roots. We'll bring them back to camp as soon as we can. You and Ivypool go ahead, so you can be with Sparkpelt and Thriftpaw.
Don't take too long. Squirrel Flight glanced toward the camp.
We'll be quick, Leafpool promised, and headed away into the shadows.
As Twigbranch and Finleap hurried after her, Squirrel Flight glanced at Ivypool. The silver tabby's eyes were dark with worry.
Come on.
Squirrel Flight charged onward through the forest. Dawn must be close, but clouds obscured the moon, throwing darkness over the forest so deep she could barely see her whiskers. She skimmed blindly over the swath of blueberries and raced down the slope toward the hollow, scrambling to a halt outside the thorn tunnel. She paused as Ivypool caught up to her and took a breath.
Please, StarClan, let Sparkpelt be alive.
She hurried through the entrance, her heart lurching as she padded into a silent camp. It was quiet. Had she expected to find a body laid out in the clearing while her clanmate sat vigil? She crossed the camp, Ivypool at her heels.
Wait here, she told the silver tabby as she reached the medicine den.
With 4 sick cats, it must already be crowded.
I'll send Alderheart outside to talk to you.
Ivypool nodded, staring with hollow eyes as Squirrel Flight nosed her way through the trailing brambles. The hot, stuffy air surrounded her as she blinked in the darkness. She could make out the shape of Jayfeather crouching beside Larksong. Alderheart rested his paws on the edge of Sparkpelt's nest. They turned as Squirrel Flight crossed the den. Jayfeather sat up.
Are the sisters sick?
No, Squirrel Flight halted. But they know what's caused the sickness. A new plant on our land. They saw it while they were here. It's called meadow saffron. Prey that eats it becomes poisonous.
She leaned over Sparkpelt's nest. The orange tabby was unconscious. She fought back panic. Why was Sparkpelt so still?
How's she doing?
I gave her poppy seeds to make her sleep,
Alderheart told her. She was fretting over Larksong. Squirrel Flight glanced into the nest beside Sparkpelt's. Through the darkness, she could see Larksong's matted pelt, his bones jutting out as though he'd grown suddenly old.
Is he any better?
No.
Alderheart's eyes glittered with worry. Jayfeather flicked his tail impatiently.
Do the sisters know a cure?
Dandelion root will clean the poison out, Squirrel Flight told him. But it must be given quickly.
She glanced at Larksong's nest.
Leafpool's gathering some now. She'll be here soon.
Her heart leaped with hope as the brambles rustled at the entrance. But it was only Bramble Star.
I saw you were back,
he meowed, hurrying across the den. Jayfeather stared at him blindly in the darkness.
The sisters aren't sick, but they know what's caused this and how to treat it.
Bramble Star's pelt prickled with surprise.
Will they be okay?
He glanced at Larksong and Sparkpelt's nests. Squirrel Flight's heart twisted with fear.
We don't know if we found out in time.
She glanced at the other nests beside the den wall. Thriftpaw and Berrynose were sound asleep, their muzzles tucked beneath their paws.
Are they sick?
Not yet, Alderheart told her.
Ivypool is waiting outside, Squirrel Flight told him. She needs to know that Thriftpaw is still okay.
As she spoke, Leafpool crashed through the trailing brambles and dropped a bundle of dandelion root from her jaws.
We didn't stop to gather much, but it should do for now.
Her pelt was ruffled from running, and her tail was fluffed out. Ivypool slid in after her, scanning the medicine den.
Alderheart hurried to meet her.
She's fine, he told the silver tabby, guiding her outside. Dawn light showed between the brambles as they pushed through.
There's no sign of sickness. We just want to keep an eye on her for a day or two.
Jayfeather scooped up a dandelion in his jaws and snapped off the thickest part. He began to chew it into a pulp. Leafpool looked into Larksong's nest.
We should treat Larksong first, she frowned. If we can get him to swallow it.
What about Spark Pelt?
Bramblestar's eyes rounded. We'll treat her afterward, Leafpool told him. Squirrelflight caught her sister's eye. How are the kits doing? Leafpool leaned over the edge of the nest and pressed her ear against Spark Pelt's flank. They're quiet now, she told Squirrelflight, straightening. But I can still feel movement. Squirrelflight glanced at Bramblestar, her heart pressing in her throat. Would the sister's treatment save Spark Pelt and the kits? Jayfeather spat dandelion pulp onto his paw.
Hold his head, he ordered Leafpool.
As Leafpool lifted Larksong's head with a paw, Alderheart nosed his way back into the den and hurried to join them. Squirrelflight moved closer to Bramblestar, craving the warmth of his pelt against hers. Jayfeather held his paw in front of the Black Tom's muzzle.
If you open his mouth, he told Leafpool, I can smear it on his tongue. That should...
He stopped as Larksong jerked in his nest. The Black Tom's legs stiffened and his body twitched. A convulsion took hold of him. His back arched. He began to thrash wildly, as though a fox had seized his spine and was shaking him. Leafpool pressed her paws around his head. Alderheart leaped into the nest and pinned Larksong's shoulders into the bracken, holding him down as spasms contorted his body. Squirrelflight's heart lurched. She pressed harder against Bramblestar.
Larksong?
Sparkpelt's alarmed mew sounded behind her. Sparkpelt was struggling blearily to her paws, her terrified gaze fixed on Larksong.
What's happening to him?
It's a fit, Jayfeather told her. It'll stop in a moment.
It'll kill him, Sparkpelt wailed.
Squirrelflight's paws seemed frozen to the earth. Was this going to happen to Sparkpelt next? On the far side of the den, Thriftpaw and Berrynose lifted their heads. Their eyes rounded in horror as they took in Larksong. Nervously, Thriftpaw climbed into Berrynose's nest and huddled beside the pale warrior. Squirrelflight glanced at them, then turned her helpless gaze back on Larksong. The spasms were easing. The convulsions seemed to loosen with each jerk, until he lay as limp as fresh prey, his head hanging over the edge of his nest. Alderheart hopped out. He was trembling.
Will he live?
Bramblestar's mew was husky with fear. Leafpool and Jayfeather exchanged glances. Bracken crunched as Sparkpelt tried to haul herself from her nest.
Larksong!
The name came as a sob. Squirrelflight nudged her back. Rest, she pleaded. There's nothing you can do to help him.
I can comfort him!
Sparkpelt grunted with effort as she pushed her mother away and padded shakily to Larksong's nest. She rested her head beside his cheek.
Larksong,
she breathed, her gaze clouded with grief. Squirrelflight's heart seemed to crack. She blinked at Jayfeather. Are you going to give him the dandelion root? The pulp was still smeared on his paw. He reached for a leaf and wiped it off.
It's too late. He won't be able to swallow this.
His blind blue gaze reached for Squirrelflight.
There's nothing more we can do for him.
You have to save him,
Sparkpelt breathed weakly. Jayfeather pushed the leaf toward her muzzle.
Swallow this.
He pointed his muzzle toward the pulp. She didn't seem to hear him. Squirrelflight bent closer to her.
Eat the dandelion root, she whispered. It will help you and the kits.
Sparkpelt's gaze was fixed on Larksong.
Please.
Squirrelflight lifted the leaf and placed it beside Sparkpelt's muzzle. She glanced desperately at Bramblestar.
Tell her she has to, she pleaded.
Bramblestar leaned forward.
Sparkpelt,
he mewed softly. She lifted her gaze to him, then froze. Pain sparked in her gaze. As Squirrelflight saw her flank spasm, her heart seemed to stop. Was she having a fit like Larksong?
Sparkpelt gasped. My belly!
She jerked from Larksong's nest and sat back on her haunches as another spasm made her gasp. Leafpool pricked her ears.
The kits are coming.
Squirrelflight's pelt spiked. Not now. They couldn't come now. Not here. They were too early, and Sparkpelt was sick.
Is she strong enough?
She blinked at Leafpool.
She'll have to be.
Leafpool jerked her muzzle toward Alderheart.
Take Thriftball and Berrynose to the nursery, she ordered. Now that we know the sickness doesn't spread, they don't have to be confined here. Stay with them.
Alderheart's eyes widened.
Don't you need me here?
I have Jayfeather, and some cat needs to keep an eye on them, Leafpool told him. These symptoms come on fast.
Alderheart hurried away, bustling Thriftpaw and Berrynose, wide-eyed, from the den. Sparkpelt crouched on the den floor, her breath coming fast as another spasm pulsed through her. Jayfeather eased her onto her side and began to lap her pelt with long, soothing licks. Leafpool crouched at her tail.
The first kit's coming.
Squirrelflight watched as a small, wet sack plopped onto the ground. The sack tore as it landed, and a tiny tortoiseshell kit, tinier than Squirrelflight had ever seen, struggled from the membrane. Leafpool grabbed its scruff and scooped it toward Squirrelflight.
Clean it and keep it warm.
Pelt prickling with surprise, Squirrelflight picked up the kit by its scruff. She sat down and placed it on the ground against her belly. Leaning down, she licked the remains of the membrane from its pelt and then washed it softly with her tongue.
It's a she-cat, she breathed,
relieved to feel it squirming against her. Her heart swelled as kit scent filled her nose. Bramblestar leaned closer, a purr throbbing in his throat.
She's beautiful, he murmured, touching his nose to the kit's head.
She has a brother.
Leafpool jerked another kit toward them. Squirrelflight took him and cleaned him and pressed the little black tom next to his littermate. Sparkpelt groaned as another convulsion shook her.
You're doing well, Leafpool told her.
Sparkpelt stretched her head back and gazed desperately at Larksong. In the pale dawn light, Squirrelflight saw that the black tom's eyes were open, half-focused on Sparkpelt. Did he realize what was happening? Squirrelflight got to her paws. She lifted the tomkit and swung him toward Bramblestar.
Keep this one warm.
She placed him between his paws, then picked up the she-kit by the scruff. Carrying her gently, she took her to Larksong's nest. She placed her at the edge of the nest, beside his muzzle. Sparkpelt grunted, her body convulsing again.
This is the last one.
Leafpool moved back as a tiny black and orange tomkit slithered onto the floor. She pressed a paw onto Sparkpelt's flank.
Rest now, she meowed. We'll take care of the kits.
Sparkpelt didn't respond. She was staring at Larksong as the she-kit mewled beside his muzzle. His clouded gaze seemed to sharpen. He moved his head, touching his nose to the kit's flank. Squirrelflight held her breath as Larksong blinked slowly, his eyes widening with joy. The kit wriggled and rubbed her head against his muzzle. Larksong gave a short, rasping purr. His gaze flicked toward Sparkpelt, glistening with affection. Then it grew dull, like twilight fading into night. Shock pulsed through Squirrelflight.
He's dead.
Larksong's eyes stared blankly at Sparkpelt, but she knew he couldn't see her anymore.
Larksong?
Sparkpelt stared back at him, panic edging her mew. Jayfeather hurried to Larksong's nest and pressed his ear to the tom's chest. Squirrelflight quickly snatched the kit away and carried her back to Bramblestar, where she tucked her beside her littermate.
Larksong!
Sparkpelt was struggling to her paws. She staggered toward Larksong, collapsed as she reached him, and laid her head beside his on the edge of the nest. Squirrelflight blinked in panic at Leafpool.
Would this be too much for Sparkpelt?
But Leafpool was staring at the last kit. He lay lifeless on the ground. Blood roared in Squirrelflight's ears as grief threatened to overwhelm her. Beside her, Bramblestar sheltered the first two kits between his paws. Dread glittered in his gaze. He stared at Sparkpelt, hardly moving. Squirrelflight struggled to breathe. She felt as though she were drowning. Closing her eyes, she fought the grief. Sparkpelt mustn't know that one of her kits had died. She'd been through too much already, and she was still sick. Steadying her breath, Squirrelflight nudged Bramblestar with her nose. It seemed to shake him from his horror. He blinked at her, questioningly.
We must take the kits to Sorrelstripe, she told him.
She's got her own kits.
Bramblestar blinked at her.
Then she'll have milk, Squirrelflight told him. She can feed these with her own until Sparkpelt can nurse them. Daisy will be there to help look after them.
She glanced at her daughter, her heart twisting as she saw raw grief in Sparkpelt's eyes. She wanted to comfort her, but she knew Sparkpelt was lost in misery.
I can't help Sparkpelt yet, but I can take care of her kits.
Squirrelflight shook out her pelt and scooped up the she-kit.
Bring the black kit, she told Bramblestar.
He glanced toward the third kit, his black and orange pelt dull in the half-light.
What about that one?
His mew was soft, and Squirrelflight guessed that he, too, didn't want Sparkpelt to hear. Squirrelflight gently laid the wriggling she-kit on the floor, then lifted the orange and black Tomkit, carrying him outside the den. She laid him in a bed of leaves, then returned to Bramblestar and picked up the she-kit again.
Where did you take him?
Bramblestar asked as he scooped up the black Tomkit. Squirrelflight put down the she-kit and gestured to the leaves as they left the den.
We can plan a vigil for Larksong and his kit when these kits are safe, she said. In the meantime, I don't want Sparkpelt to see.
She picked up the she-kit again and blinked at him. He seemed to understand, grief sparking in his gaze. As she headed for the trailing brambles, he followed her. Squirrelflight bent her head low to protect the kit from the prickles. They were going to get through this. No matter how much grief Sparkpelt was going to suffer, Squirrelflight was determined not to let her daughter down.
Chapter 18. As the sun slid behind the trees, Squirrelflight ducked into camp. Patrolling the borders with Leafshade, Honeyfur, and Fernsong hadn't eased her grief. The forest usually soothed her, but the sadness, which gripped her heart like fox teeth, hadn't eased. It tightened as she saw Larksong's body laid in the clearing, ready for the vigil. His tiny orange and black kit lay at his side. As she paused, gazing at them in the twilight, Fernsong stopped beside her.
Will Sparkpelt be well enough to sit vigil? The yellow tabby meowed. I don't know.
Squirrelflight eyed the medicine den nervously.
Leafpool had given Sparkpelt the dandelion root after she'd finished kitting. Had it washed out the poison yet?
Honeyfur gazed at her dead littermate.
I'll sit vigil. So will I.
Leafshade paused at her sister's side. The tortoiseshell glanced at the stars, which were beginning to show in the darkening sky.
Larksong is with Snowbush now.
Honeyfur met her gaze.
They'll be watching over us.
Squirrelflight left them beside Larksong and headed toward the medicine den. As she nosed her way through the brambles, Leafpool got to her paws.
The dandelion's working, Leafpool mewed.
For the first time in days, the tabby's gaze was lit with hope.
I gave some to Berrynose and Thriftpaw just to be on the safe side, but I don't think they were ever sick. I've sent them back to their dens.
Squirrelflight was hardly listening. Her heart quickened as she hurried to Sparkpelt's nest. Sparkpelt was curled like a dormouse at the bottom. Leafpool followed.
Her heart is beating strongly now, and her breath is steady.
Then why is she still sleeping? Worry nagged at Squirrelflight's belly.
She's been sick, and she kitted this morning. She's exhausted. Sleep is the best remedy now.
Leafpool pressed close to Squirrelflight.
She's going to be okay.
Squirrelflight blinked at her sister.
Did you tell her about the kit that died?
Yes. Leafpool's gaze glistened.
How did she react?
I don't think she took it in.
Distress glittered for a moment in Leafpool's eyes. Has she seen the other two yet?
Not yet.
Has she asked after them? Squirrelflight's pelt prickled nervously. What if Sparkpelt could only associate the kits with Larksong's death? She might never learn to love them properly.
She's only woken once, Leafpool told her.
And she didn't mention them?
Leafpool's eyes rounded sympathetically. She's been sick.
Kits should be with their mother. Squirrelflight's thoughts whirled. Daisy would comfort them, and Sorrelstripe would feed them, but the kits should have Sparkpelt's love.
They are safe, Leafpool told her. That's most important now.
It's best they don't have Sparkpelt's milk until the poison is out of her system.
Squirrelflight shifted her paws.
What if she doesn't bond with them?
She will.
Leafpool held her gaze steadily.
It takes more than loss and separation to stop a mother from loving her kids. I know that more than any cat.
Squirrelflight's throat tightened. Leafpool had been through so much and hadn't let it change her. Perhaps Sparkpelt would be okay.
I'm going to see the kits, she meowed.
Leafpool dipped her head.
Come back when you're done, she told Squirrelflight. Sparkpelt will probably wake up soon.
Squirrelflight glanced at her daughter, still tucked up tight, and headed for the den entrance. Outside, night had settled over the camp. Her clanmates moved quietly around the clearing as starlight dappled Larksong's pelt. His kit sheltered in his shadow. Someone had gathered soft moss and tucked it around them, as though hoping to keep them warm. Eyes pricking, Squirrelflight padded softly to the nursery. Sorrelstripe was asleep in her nest, her own kits curled at her belly.
Where were Sparkpelt's kits?
As Squirrelflight blinked through the darkness, Daisy lifted her head. The queen was curled on a bed of bracken, her paws resting protectively around two tiny squirming bundles.
How's Sparkpelt?
She's recovering, Squirrelflight told her.
Good, Daisy purred. I expect these two will want to see their real mother soon.
She nuzzled the kits fondly.
Sorrelstripe's been suckling them along with her own. It's exhausting for her, so I've been keeping them with me when they're not feeding.
She unfolded her paws. The kits mewled indignantly as she revealed them to the chilly night air. Squirrelflight hurried across the den and nuzzled them. They reached instinctively for her. The smell of them filled her heart, and as they fidgeted blindly, pawing at her nose, she knew with a jolt that she wasn't expecting a litter of her own. After all, it had never been more than desperate hope and tiredness caused by worry. She'd been foolish to believe she was carrying Bramblestar's kits. Squirrelflight nuzzled the kits harder, purring, as longing hollowed her belly. If Sparkpelt didn't want these kits, she would take care of them as if they were her own. Tiny claws scraped her cheek as the tortoiseshell she-kit rolled away and began pummeling Daisy's belly. The black tomkit wriggled after his sister, pressing his face into Daisy's soft belly fur. Daisy curled her paws around them once more.
They need names.
She hugged them gently.
Meadowkit, Gladekit, Bluekit. Names flashed in her mind, names she'd planned when she'd been dreaming of new kits of her own.
She pushed them away and blinked at Daisy.
Sparkpelt should name them.
Daisy reached toward the moss piled in a soggy heap at the side of the bracken. She hooked a piece and offered it to the kits. Mewling, they lapped at it and began to suckle, each tugging at a corner.
This keeps them quiet while Sorrelstripe rests.
Squirrelflight was impressed by how quickly they'd adapted to such strange nursing.
They're going to be great warriors, just like Sparkpelt and Larksong.
Of course.
Daisy's eyes shone in the half-light.
I'll see if Sparkpelt is ready to come and see them.
Squirrelflight headed for the den entrance. She slid out and saw her clanmates gathering around Larksong and the kit. Graystripe and Millie stood in the shadow of the elder's den. Thriftpaw, Bristlepaw, and Flippaw sat between Ivypool and Fernsong, while their clanmates ringed the clearing. Bramblestar was heading toward the nursery.
I was just coming to fetch you.
What about Sparkpelt? Squirrelflight scanned her clanmates.
She's here.
Bramblestar nodded toward a shadowy figure padding across the clearing. Sparkpelt's green eyes glittered in the darkness as she reached Larksong's body. She lowered her head and pressed her muzzle against his lifeless cheek. Then she sat beside him and lifted her chin as though bracing herself for a long night. An owl hooted above the camp. Squirrelflight moved closer to Bramblestar. Is she fit enough to sit vigil?
If she weren't, Leafpool wouldn't have let her come, Bramblestar whispered.
What about the kits? Squirrelflight glanced at the nursery. She's hardly seen them.
Let her mourn Larksong first.
Bramblestar's eyes glistened as he gazed at his daughter.
She has moons to spend with her kits.
Lilyheart padded from between Honeyfur and Leafshade. She touched her nose to Larksong's shoulder. Snowbush won't be lonely anymore. The small tabby lifted her head, her eyes clouded with grief. Honeyfur and Leafshade huddled beside her. Sparkpelt glanced at them, as though acknowledging their grief, then looked away. Twigbranch padded from the shadows at the edge of the clearing. She stopped beside Lilyheart. Larksong was lucky to have a mother like you, she mewed. As a kid, I lost my own mother. I moved from one camp to another, lost and gained a sister and a father. Throughout it all, you were there for me, and Larksong was like a litter mate. She dropped her gaze shyly. I will miss him like a brother. Lilyheart blinked gratefully at the young warrior as Twigbranch took her place beside Honeyfur and Leafshade. Finleap hurried forward.
Larksong was a great mentor.
He glanced around at his clanmates. It's not fair he died of sickness and not in battle. But I promise to become the best warrior I can be in honor of his memory. He backed away, pelt prickling self-consciously, and took his place again beside Plumstone and Eagle Wing. Bramblestar padded forward, stopping in a pool of moonlight.
ThunderClan has lost two brave warriors, for I know Larksong's kit would have followed in his father's paw steps. Larksong was always kind to his clanmates and loyal to his clan. May StarClan welcome him with open hearts. He can never be a father to his kits here, but his memory will live on in them and in the hearts of the cats he's left behind.
Squirrelflight's heart flooded with grief as Bramblestar blinked affectionately at Sparkpelt.
We will miss him, and the kit we never had the chance to know.
Squirrelflight fluffed her fur out against the wind. There was a chill in the air, and the heavy dew brought by the dawn hadn't yet lifted. She sat near the fresh kill pile, eyeing the medicine den anxiously. Sparkpelt had returned there to sleep after her long night's vigil beside Larksong's body. She still hadn't been to the nursery to see her kits. As Squirrelflight wondered whether to wake her, the thorn tunnel shivered, and Berrynose padded into camp. Plumstone, Mousewhisker, and Lionblaze trailed after him. The patrol was clearly in the middle of a heated conversation. Mousewhisker stopped at the edge of the clearing, his gaze dark.
I'm just saying that all this trouble started when the sisters showed up.
It's a coincidence.
Lionblaze sat down and began to wash the mud from his paws.
It's no coincidence that they're taking up land meant for Sky Clan, Plumstone pointed out. And it's strange that a poisonous plant we've never heard of shows up in the forest at the same time as the sisters.
Berrynose lay down outside the warrior's den. Squirrelflight glared at him.
The sisters didn't cause the sickness. They're the ones who told us what it was and how to cure it. They didn't tell us what this meadow saffron looks like.
There are plenty of different plants with purple flowers,
Berry Nose answered.
How are we meant to find it and dig it up if we don't know what it looks like?
I didn't give them the chance to tell us. Squirrel Flight felt like she was always defending the sisters. I wanted to get back so Leafpool could treat Larksong and Sparkpelt.
She looked up at the high ledge where Bramblestar was pulling apart a thrush.
Tell them to stop. This isn't the sisters' fault.
Didn't they realize that the sisters had probably saved Sparkpelt's life?
Bramblestar stopped eating when she caught his eye. He got to his paws and slithered down the rock tumble.
Squirrel Flight felt a prick of guilt. She shouldn't draw him into this.
He looked tired.
He'd sat vigil with Sparkpelt all night and been the first to help dig the hole where Larksong and his kit would be buried. He swiped his tongue around his mouth, wiping it clean.
It would be helpful to know what plants we need to dig up.
I could visit them again and find out, Squirrel Flight offered.
Berry Nose grunted. What you need to find out is when they're leaving.
Why? Squirrel Flight flicked her tail irritably. Sky Clan hasn't even decided whether to move yet.
Mouse Whisker sat down.
Perhaps Leafstar doesn't want to make a decision that might mean the sisters have to move. She might be as fond of them as you are.
He gazed accusingly at Squirrel Flight.
I'm not fond of them, she shot back. I just happen to respect their way of life.
Bramblestar shifted his paws.
You used to respect our way of life, he grunted.
She looked at him, surprised. She thought they'd settled their differences. Was he still angry with her?
I still do.
Then why do you keep talking about the sisters?
Bramblestar held her gaze.
Mouse Whisker and Berry Nose started it.
Squirrel Flight defended herself.
Berry Nose sat up.
I just think it will be better when they're gone. As long as they're living on our border, Tiger Star will be bristling for a fight. Leaf Star will be dithering over whether Sky Clan should move, and you two will be bickering.
His gaze flashed toward Bramble Star.
The Thunder Clan leader's ears twitched.
Maybe it's a good idea to pay them a visit. They can tell us when they're planning to leave, and what Meadow Saffron looks like. I want to organize a patrol to destroy any of those plants on our land.
I'll go, Squirrel Flight offered again.
She didn't trust her clanmates to treat the sisters with the respect they deserved.
Blossom Fall and Cherry Fall can go with you,
Bramblestar meowed. I don't need a patrol, Squirrel Flight objected.
You'll be a long way from home,
Bramblestar pointed out.
Squirrel Flight shifted her paws. She wasn't going to let Berry Nose accuse them of bickering again.
Okay, she agreed, but I want to go now.
Take Leafpool with you too,
Bramblestar ordered.
A medicine cat should learn all they can about this new plant.
Squirrel Flight's heart lifted. It would be good to have Leafpool at her side.
She headed toward the medicine den.
I'll see if she's ready.
I'll let Blossom Fall and Cherry Fall know,
Bramblestar told her.
Squirrel Flight nosed her way into the medicine den. Sparkpelt was alone with Leafpool. The orange tabby sat in her nest, staring blankly at the den wall.
How are you?
Squirrel Flight crossed the den and touched her nose gently to her daughter's head. Sparkpelt ducked away distractedly, as if Squirrel Flight had interrupted a thought.
This grief will pass, Squirrel Flight told her.
Sparkpelt lifted her empty gaze to meet her mother's.
I don't want it to pass.
Her mew was hollow.
But what about your kids?
Squirrel Flight blinked at her, worry pricking through her fur.
You haven't even named them yet.
I can't think about names. Sparkpelt turned her gaze back to the wall.
It hurts too much.
Squirrel Flight glanced anxiously at Leafpool. Her sister blinked back encouragingly, and Squirrel Flight tried again to connect with her daughter.
Sorrel Stripe is exhausted, she told Sparkpelt. For her sake, you need to feed your kits. Besides, you're their mother. They need you.
Do they? Sparkpelt looked puzzled.
Of course they do.
I guess I'd better feed them. Sparkpelt heaved herself to her paws.
Where are they?
In the nursery, of course. Squirrelflight swallowed back frustration. Sparkpelt was so caught up in misery, she barely seemed to know where she was.
Do you want me to come with you?
Why?
Sparkpelt stared at her. You can't feed them.
Leafpool padded forward and nudged Sparkpelt toward the den entrance.
Go and feed them, she mewed matter-of-factly. You can come back here afterward. Daisy can keep them warm.
Squirrelflight's heart ached as she watched Sparkpelt pad limply from the den.
Doesn't she care?
She turned her gaze on Leafpool.
She's numb with grief, Leafpool told her. It will pass. Feeding the kits might help.
Might? Squirrelflight stiffened.
Larksong only just died,
Leafpool reminded her gently.
Give Sparkpelt time.
Squirrelflight closed her eyes.
I must be patient.
She blinked them open and flicked her tail.
Can you come with me to visit the sisters?
Of course. Leafpool tipped her head to one side.
Why?
Bramblestar wants to know what meadow saffron looks like, and I want to see if Moonlight's had her kits yet. She looked close to kitting last time we saw her.
Are you wondering when they're going to move on?
It would be better if they could leave soon, Squirrelflight confessed. Mouse Whisker and Berry Nose think the sisters are responsible for the sickness and unrest. I'm worried that if all the clans turn against them, they might be in danger.
Leafpool nodded.
Come on, she headed for the den entrance.
Let's go.
Squirrelflight!
Tempest met the patrol at the top of the valley, lifting her tail as she caught sight of them. She hurried along the ridge to meet them.
How are your sick clanmates?
Squirrelflight dipped her head.
Larksong died.
Tempest's eyes widened.
Didn't the dandelion root work?
There wasn't time to give him any. He was too sick. Squirrelflight glanced over her shoulder at Blossomfall, Cherryfall, and Leafpool. Their fur was ruffled from the journey. A brisk, chilly wind was whisking over the valley.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Tempest blinked sympathetically at Squirrelflight. She began to head down toward the camp.
Come on, it's cold here.
We managed to save another cat, though. Squirrelflight followed her along the winding trail, Leafpool, Cherryfall, and Blossomfall at her heels.
Actually, it was my daughter.
I'm glad to hear it. Tempest pushed through the ferns at the camp entrance, the fronds brushing her long fur flat.
Squirrelflight followed her through. How's Moonlight?
She's swell. Tempest stopped on the grassy clearing. Furs poked her head from a den.
Why did you come?
I need to know what meadow saffron looks like, Squirrelflight told the ginger cat. Too many plants have purple flowers.
Moonlight's den rustled. It's a tall purple flower.
The gray she-cat squeezed out. She padded heavily across the grass, her belly so wide that she looked like a badger.
Squirrelflight saw Leafpool frown. Was something wrong?
She stiffened as Moonlight went on.
It's easy to spot. The leaves die back before the flower opens. It's quite strange, poking up from the forest floor without leaves, like an owl without feathers.
Flurry padded from behind the dogwood, followed by Snow, sliding from between the bushes. They blinked at the ThunderClan patrol. Snow narrowed her eyes.
You're back soon.
Blossomfall's pelt prickled.
We need to know when you plan to leave.
Once the kits are ready.
Moonlight looked at her belly.
They will come soon. We'll leave once they've opened their eyes.
Leafpool narrowed her eyes.
You've been expecting kits for a long time.
Moonlight looked back at her wearily.
It feels like moons since I first felt them move.
Squirrelflight shifted her paws.
Sparkpelt found out she was expecting kits soon after we met you. She's had them now.
Surely you should have had yours.
but Spark Pelt's kits had come early. Moonlight purred.
Congratulations. Are they well?
Squirrel Flight dropped her gaze. The youngest died. A Tom. Moonlight's gaze darkened.
I'm sorry to hear that. Such a loss is never easy.
She glanced at Snow.
We could perform a small ceremony for him.
Blossom Fall bristled.
We've sat vigil, she mewed sharply. That's ceremony enough.
Leafpool's ears pricked. I'd be interested to see the sister's ceremony. Blossom Fall huffed.
Don't expect me to join in.
We expect nothing of you but to witness it, Moonlight told her. A spirit so young needs guiding. He won't understand what he's lost and who waits for him beyond death. We must help him find a place in the hearts of the living and the dead so that he can know both.
She beckoned Snow, Furs, and Creek nearer with a flick of her tail. Then she nodded to Tempest.
Do we have Coltsfoot?
I'll fetch some.
Tempest slipped quickly into one of the dens and returned holding a small bunch of yellow flowers between her jaws. She carried them across the clearing and dropped them at Moonlight's paws. As Squirrel Flight leaned closer, curiosity prickling in her pelt, Cherryfall pricked her ears uneasily.
Will Star Clan approve?
Leafpool looked at her.
Why shouldn't they? The sisters are honoring the dead.
She turned her gaze back to Moonlight as the gray she-cat began to claw away a small patch of grass. Then she dug a small hole and dropped the flowers into it. Covering them up, she glanced at her campmates. They formed a circle around the hole, closed their eyes, and lifted their muzzles. Squirrel Flight held her breath as, silently, the sisters held their faces to the sky. Then Moonlight murmured,
"Safe journey, Kit."
Furs, Tempest, Snow, and Flurry echoed her mew.
"Safe journey, Kit."
Together they repeated the words, chanting them softly, then raising their voices until their mews became wails, and their wails broke into a fierce yowling. Their cry rang around the small valley, splitting the air. Squirrel Flight stared, her heart pounding.
What in Star Clan are they doing?
Blossom Fall moved closer to Cherry Fall.
What a lot of nonsense, she growled.
Hush! Leafpool flicked her tail impatiently at the tortoiseshell warrior. Her gaze was fixed on the sisters as they fell suddenly silent. They stood unmoving for a few moments, then broke sharply from their circle as though waking from a dream. Squirrel Flight searched Moonlight's gaze. The sisters had claimed to see the dead. Had they seen Spark Pelt's kit? Moonlight blinked softly.
We have encouraged your daughter's kit to walk with ThunderClan, both the living and the dead. His spirit can be nurtured and loved there.
You saw him?
Tempest nodded.
He had orange and black fur.
Squirrel Flight felt a chill ripple through her pelt. She hadn't described the dead kit. Moonlight really must have seen him. Snow frowned, looking puzzled.
A black Tom was with him.
She blinked at Squirrel Flight.
Do you know who that was?
Lark Song.
Blossom Fall shifted uneasily beside Squirrel Flight.
The kit's father,
Squirrel Flight told Moonlight. He died at the same time. Moonlight nodded.
I thought they were kin. He seemed very protective of the young spirit in his care.
Leafpool's pelt prickled.
Why did you yowl? Is it part of the ceremony?
It wards off dark spirits that might wish to harm the dead,
Moonlight told her.
It's our warning that those we remember are protected for as long as we remember them.
Thank you.
Squirrel Flight dipped her head gratefully to the sisters. As she did, she made a silent promise to Lark Song.
We will remember you both.
How strange the sisters' ceremony had seemed. But was it so different from a vigil?
These cats honored the dead by remembering them, just as the clans did. Was it possible that, in their own way, the sisters had a link with Star Clan?
Chapter 19. Squirrelflight sat back on her haunches and watched as Leafpool dropped into a hunting crouch. A sparrow was rummaging through fallen leaves a few tail lengths ahead, sunshine dappling its feathers. Leafpool's tail flicked excitedly.
Quick! Squirrelflight held her tongue. Would her sister know not to wait too long? She was a medicine cat, not a warrior. One breath of wind, and the sparrow might take fright and flutter into the branches overhead. Squirrelflight was still surprised that Leafpool had asked to join the hunting patrol.
I need to stretch my legs, Leafpool had told her, hurrying after them as Squirrelflight had headed out of camp with Twig Branch, Finleap, and Honeyfur.
I've been crouching in the medicine den, sorting herbs for too long.
I would think you'd rather go gathering herbs, Squirrelflight blinked at her.
Leafpool had flicked her tail.
I want warm, fresh kill, she insisted. It's always cold by the time it reaches the pile.
Finleap whisked his tail happily.
We'll catch more prey with another pair of paws.
I didn't know medicine cats hunted, Twig Branch mewed.
Of course we hunt, Leafpool had snorted. When we get time.
She slid past the patrol and headed out of camp. Twig Branch, Finleap, and Honeyfur had stopped nearby to investigate a mouse nest dug deep into the roots of an oak, while Leafpool had led Squirrelflight to this dip in the forest floor. It was shady and alive with bugs.
Always hunt where prey looks for prey, Leafpool had mewed.
Squirrelflight had recognized the old hunting rule at once.
That's what Dustpelt used to tell me.
I know, Leafpool purred fondly. You used to come back to the apprentice's den after training and tell me everything you'd learned.
Squirrelflight tried to remember.
It seemed such a long time ago. Did you tell me all about herbs?
Of course.
Leafpool's whiskers twitched.
But you usually fell asleep halfway through.
Squirrelflight felt a rush of guilt.
Did I?
Leafpool purred again.
It's okay. I know how hard Dustpelt made you work.
As she spoke, a sparrow flitted down from a tree. Leafpool lowered her voice.
I'm just glad you showed me some of the skills you learned.
Quick! Leafpool was still staring at the sparrow, her eyes slitted now.
Before it flies away.
Squirrelflight held her breath as Leafpool finally leaped. She was impressed by her sister's speed as Leafpool caught the sparrow before it could flutter up into the branches, then killed it with a bite.
Well done!
Squirrelflight got to her paws, her mouth watering at the juicy tang of blood. She padded to Leafpool's side and sniffed her sister's catch. Leafpool sat back, purring.
Should we eat it now?
Squirrelflight scanned the clearing, listening for Twig Branch, Finleap, and Honeyfur.
We'd have to do it quickly before the others catch up with us.
Wind rustled the branches overhead, and birds chattered in the sunshine. Dustpelt would have me put on tick duty for a moon if he'd caught me eating prey before it reached the fresh kill pile.
I'm a medicine cat, Leafpool purred. I don't have to follow every warrior rule. And it's my catch.
Squirrelflight shot her a look. Her sister was tempting her.
Okay, she purred, feeling suddenly as playful as a kit. But I'm a warrior, so I'll have to catch something for the clan before we go back.
If that's what it takes.
Leafpool tore the sparrow in two and pushed one half toward Squirrelflight. Squirrelflight hooked it and took a mouthful. She closed her eyes, the warm blood delighting her. The flesh was soft and sweet. She swallowed it happily.
Have you visited Sparkpelt today?
Leafpool asked. Squirrelflight paused, forgetting suddenly the sweetness of the sparrow.
I saw her this morning.
I'm glad.
Leafpool was chewing.
She needs company.
Daisy is with her, and a few other cats have visited. Stormcloud stopped by this morning, but she needs to feel part of the clan as much as possible.
Squirrelflight's belly tightened as she remembered Sparkpelt lying in her nest, staring blankly as her kits played with Daisy. She doesn't seem to be getting better.
It'll take a while for her to get over Larksong's death.
Leafpool swiped her tongue around her lips.
But she's missing out on motherhood, Squirrelflight fretted. There's no rush.
Leafpool took another mouthful.
Flamekit and Finchkit will be kits for a while yet, and she's tough.
Leafpool crunched through a bone.
Like her mother.
Squirrelflight picked at the sparrow distractedly.
Am I tough?
She didn't feel it right now. They ate in silence until there was nothing left but feathers. Then Leafpool rolled onto her side.
Have you talked to Bramblestar yet?
Squirrelflight sat up and began to wash. She knew what Leafpool was getting at. If she wanted to heal the rift between her and Bramblestar, she'd have to talk to him.
It's not easy.
Why not?
Leafpool stretched. He's your mate.
What if I ask him about kits and he still doesn't want them as much as I do? Squirrelflight gazed distractedly between the trees.
Or I ask him about the sisters and he says they have to leave. I know he's still angry that I went off and found them in the first place. I'm sure he thinks it's my fault the clans are fighting.
Leafpool huffed.
The clans are always fighting.
I guess. Squirrelflight felt suddenly weary. But this time, Bramblestar blames me.
Are you sure?
Leafpool glanced at her. Squirrelflight twitched her tail.
I'm not sure of anything right now.
Why don't you ask him?
It might make things worse.
Leafpool sat up.
Will they get better if you keep quiet?
Maybe. Squirrelflight was beginning to think silence was the only way things might get better.
We only spend time together when we're playing with Flamekit and Finchkit.
Pleasure fluttered faintly in her chest as she pictured Bramblestar giving them badger rides around the nursery.
I think Bramblestar loves them even more than I do.
Leafpool eyed her steadily.
Do you still want more kits with him?
Of course I do. Squirrelflight felt the familiar twinge of longing in her heart.
But I can't see that happening now. We barely talk.
As she spoke, paw steps thrummed at the top of the rise. Twigbranch, Finleap, and Honeyfur charged down the slope, carrying prey. They scrambled to a halt and dropped their catch beside Squirrelflight.
Leafpool caught a sparrow,
she told them proudly. Finleap eyed the pile of feathers, his gaze sparking with amusement.
Was it tasty?
Very.
Leafpool purred. She glanced at Squirrelflight.
We should catch another for the clan.
Honeyfur nodded toward the sunny glade ahead.
There'll be plenty over there.
Let's catch as many as we can, Twigbranch mewed. The clan will want a big meal before tonight's gathering. As the young warriors hurried away, Squirrelflight got to her paws.
I'm not looking forward to this gathering, she confided to Leafpool.
It will be tense, Leafpool agreed. They headed after their clanmates.
Do you think Shadow Clan and River Clan have come to an agreement about their border?
I hope so. Squirrelflight ducked beneath a branch. Otherwise, Tigerstar might insist on pushing the sisters off their land.
Perhaps the sisters have left by now, Leafpool mewed, hopefully.
I doubt it. Squirrelflight's pelt prickled nervously. Moonlight must have kitted by now, but the kits wouldn't be ready to travel for a while. Ahead, Honeyfur stopped beside an oak and scraped her fur against the rough bark. Squirrelflight padded past her and gazed into the sunny glade. Twigbranch and Finleap were already charging through the ragged blueberry bushes.
What if the sisters had moved on?
Everything would be solved. Sky Clan could move on to their land, and the clans would have no reason to fight. She and Bramblestar could forget their differences, and life could go back to how it was. Her paws felt suddenly heavy. Nothing was ever that simple. Night folded itself around the lake, swathing the valley in darkness. After the long walk from camp, Squirrel Flight sensed tension as soon as she slid from the long grass. Shadow Clan, Wind Clan, and River Clan hung back at the edges of the island clearing, their gazes glittering with hostility as they eyed one another. Scorchfur tugged Flaxpaw back by his scruff as the Shadow Clan apprentice began to head toward River Clan.
"Not tonight," he growled. "I was only going to talk to the other apprentices."
Flaxpaw looked at his mentor, hopefully.
"You might as well talk to foxes,"
Scorchfur hissed. Lightpaw, Pouncepaw, and Shadowpaw stood close to Dovewing, while Tigerstar wove around them protectively. Only SkyClan seemed relaxed. They watched the other clans, tipping their heads as though puzzled by the unfriendliness. Leafstar hurried to meet Bramblestar as soon as he crossed the clearing.
"What's wrong with every cat?"
The SkyClan leader blinked at him.
"I didn't realize things had gotten worse. Stonewing lashed out at Mallownose before you arrived."
She glanced nervously at the star-specked sky, where wisps of clouds trailed above the forest. If the truce was broken, clouds would hide the moon, and the clans would have to go home, their grievances unresolved. Bramblestar glanced around at the gathered cats, his pelt prickling along his spine.
"There's more tension over the borders," he told the SkyClan leader. "But that doesn't mean you must make a decision."